From NPR News in Washington, D.C., I'm Leanne Hansen with special coverage. Former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein has been captured and arrested right near his hometown of Tikrit. No shots were fired, and he is now being held in an undisclosed location. Earlier this morning, there was a press conference in Baghdad with the U.S. Administrator L. Paul Bremer. And Steve Inskeep, NPR Steve Inskeep, is in the studio with me, and you were watching the press conference. Just describe just a bit of what you were seeing, what we all were seeing of the Saddam Hussein. He looked, I think docile is a word that you had used.
Yeah, looked like he needed a haircut. His beard had grown out, and he had a gray beard, a rather extended, almost a Fidel Castro-looking beard. That's the image that came to my mind, although you don't want to go too far with that comparison. He was in some kind of medical office, standing in front of a tiled wall, and he was being examined by a doctor who checked his hair. The doctor was running his fingers through Saddam Hussein's hair, the man identified as Saddam Hussein. The doctor was sticking a flashlight in Saddam Hussein's open mouth and sticking a tongue depressor into his open mouth, continuing a medical examination. And Saddam Hussein was entirely cooperative through this process. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who saw him after his capture, described Saddam Hussein as both tired and resigned. This was a guy who'd been hiding in a small hole, hoping not to be caught by U.S. military forces.
Thank you very much, NPR Steve Inskeep.